T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cook and Joe, Chris Hoke here till the top of the hour. And Ron, you were reading a story over there
about Alex Smith, the Redskins quarterback. Remember, he broke his leg, or horrible injury. Now they're saying he has a serious infection, and there's really concerns about his long-term health, his leg.
My God.
You know, they're not even talking about him coming back and playing again. They want to be able to, you know, save his leg and, you know, have him. It, whenever you get an infection like that, Hokie, it's bad. You've had surgeries?
I have had surgeries. I had a neck surgery in, you know, my last year in the NFL. And so that was, for me, it was pretty scary. Somebody going in and working on your spine. It's so something like that where you could potentially lose your leg. You never want to see that happen to one of your peers, one of the guys that you played against. Alex Smith has always been a winner wherever he's gone, you know, whether it's college or the NFL. And I know he hasn't been the guy who's always pushed the ball down the field. He wasn't the most popular sexy quarterback out there, but he's done a great job of winning. And but that's besides the point. Right now, you're hoping and praying that everything works out and he can keep his leg and get infection.
Yeah, this isn't one of those cases. You know, teams announce all the time, Joe Starkey underwent successful surgery,
yep.
Right? They're not saying successful on this. They're saying serious injury and infection.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, and he always seemed like a good guy, too. I met him, Cookie, when Pitt played Utah.
Beat him, yeah.
In the Fiesta Bowl. That was the same weekend, I think, where Cowher beat Cowher's JV team beat Tom Donahoe's Buffalo Bills, right? And eliminated them from the playoffs that day.
I don't remember. That was Urban Meyer, right? Wasn't
yes.
he coaching Utah?
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Have you ever experienced, Hokie, any time in your football career, an injury like something like that that happened on the field that was so jarring that it was tough to play after that?
I'm sure there has been. I just can't remember off the top of my head. But, you know, there's been injuries where it's shooking you a little bit, right? And you go to the sideline and you have to, for a second, pause and get your mind refocused. Because when you play with guys, they're like family. And especially – and when you play against other players as well, these are your peers. These are the guys you respect. And so when you see someone that goes down, especially with an injury like Alex Smith, where he had a compound fracture,
right,
and it was ugly – it's something that shakes you for a moment, and you've got to get yourself refocused and back in the game.
The Steelers all lived through it last year with Shazier,
yep,
right? I mean,
exactly.
How do you play that game? That was early on. That was like the Bengals' first possession, and he went down. I don't know how you play the game. How do you put that out of your mind and play a game?
You don't. It's always going to be in the back of your mind. And you get in the huddle, and the play's called, and you're going through your progression within a play. But when you come off the field, that's on your mind. You're thinking about Ryan Shazier or that person who has been traumatically injured. And so you have to find a way to overcome that and go out the field and perform. It's very difficult.
Chris Hoke, presented by Salomon Auto Group. All right, let's move on to the Raiders. This has become such a big game for the Steelers. I mean, if things don't fall the right way, they could be in second place at the end of the weekend. I know Baltimore is a tough game. How threatening are the Raiders?
Well, listen, the Raiders, as you look at them, they're not very threatening in terms of their defense isn't very good, right? They only have 10 sacks on the year. They cannot pressure the quarterback. And then you combine that with an offensive line who just gives Ben all day long to throw the ball. It's going to hurt this Oakland Raiders team. They don't create turnovers as well. And so they struggle defensively. Offensively, they're starting to find a little bit of rhythm, though, right? Derek Carr, for the last 7 games, has not thrown an interception. He's had 9 touchdown passes. He's been sacked at a high percentage, though. He's been sacked, I think, 28 times over those last 7 games. And so the Steelers got an opportunity to get after him. But you look at it, Jared Cook, a tight end. The Steelers have struggled at times against good tight ends, and he is an elite tight end in my mind. He's 6'5". He can run. He can catch the ball at any point. And you look at, again, Nelson from Green Bay. He is now out there. And with the Raiders, and he is back. He's healthy, had 97 yards receiving last week. So they could present some problems for the Steelers.
Boy, Hokie, I can't imagine losing, be 3 in a row. Then you wonder now if they make the playoffs if they don't win this game.
Yeah,
I've already about given up on one of the top 2 seeds. But to just finish and win the division, be the 4th seed, That would be in danger, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they got to go out and win this game. I mean, if you look at the rest of the schedule, the last quarter of the season, the four games, they have at Oakland, then they come home to play New England, then they go to New Orleans, and then they're at home against the Bengals, right? So you look at that and you think, okay, the Steelers, they've got to win this game because you don't know what's going to happen against the Patriots at home. You don't know what's going to happen down in New England. You hope that they'll take care of business against the Bengals. This game is in my mind, as close as a must-win game as it gets this late in the season.
Well, you've been involved, unfortunately, in some bad games in Oakland.
Absolutely.
Ben, I mean, listen, through four picks.
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers haven't won there since 1995, and I've been a part of a game where we went out there and got handled.
So you look at across Steelers history when they go out west, when they go, I guess, past the Mississippi or something, the record's not – it's so different from east of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
What's the challenge when you go out west? Is it the sleep pattern? Is it the flight? Is there something there that affects the way you play?
I've thought about this so much, and so many people have opined on this and talked about it, and I just don't know if there's something you can pinpoint. You know, I know that it's there. We recognize that the Steelers have struggled out playing out west, and especially in Oakland. But I don't answer your question. I just don't know if you can point on whether it's the, you know, getting to the stadium too early or they stay up too late on Saturday. I don't know what that answer is.
Did it affect you personally, jet lag or anything like that?
Not me personally. I think it's more difficult to come from the west to the east, like the Oakland Raiders coming here or the Chargers from last week coming to Pittsburgh. It benefited them greatly playing a night game versus a 1 o'clock game, right, for the Los Angeles Chargers. So if you look at it that way, I think it's much more difficult for coming from the west to the east and the east to the west.
You heard Tomlin's explanation. They asked him, why don't you go Friday? And he goes, no, we always go Saturday because, you know, we gain time going west. The west team should leave on Friday because they lose time coming here.
Yeah.
Does that make it? I don't know.
I think it does because you kind of get acclimated to the time. You think about when you come here, the Raiders, if they came to Pittsburgh, right? So a 1 o'clock game. That 3 hours behind, that's a 10 o'clock game for them. And so you think about, you push it all the way back with the wake-up call and all, that's early in the morning for them out west. And so you come out here, you get acclimated to the time, but you go out there, and a 1 o'clock game in Oakland is a 4 o'clock game here.
All right. I've got a couple of treats here.
Are we ready
for a little roll
Cookie
of
loves
treats,
treats.
I know he does. He loves treats. All right, you just had your reunion with your 2008 Super Bowl team.
Yep.
So if you close your eyes, Hokie, and you transport yourself. He did. He closed his eyes.
Hey, I'm coachable. I'm coachable. He said close your eyes.
Both of us
coachable.
Do whatever
Incredible.
You say.
That's
Incredible.
Right. You're in charge.
Take yourself back to that playoff run. Okay? Mm-hmm. You're there now. You're there. You can see it. Everything's happening around you. Santonio Holmes just returned a punt for a touchdown against the Chargers. You see that? You see him going up the sideline? Give me a moment. I don't care if it was in a locker room, during a game, anything else, a moment for you personally that typified that run.
Oh, man. I think if you look at it, it was the play by James Harrison at the end of the first half. I mean, to me, that's the first thing that comes to my mind is that changed the game for us. That turned the game around. It was for sure points for them and the Cardinals, and he brings it all the way back. And to me, that was – the moment that I think about every time I think about that run.
What were you doing on that particular play?
Well, I wasn't on the field for that play.
Running down the sideline?
I'll tell you, I was running down the sideline. I'm trying to remember, but I know I was cheering, and I was yelling, and I was hoping the guys were blocking and doing exactly what they were doing. I mean, that was an all-out effort by everybody for that to happen, and just what an unbelievable effort by James Harrison.
Now, I can't remember yesterday, so if I'm wrong, tell me. The Baltimore game, was that Troy's interception and run back that year? Remember when he had the interception, went all the way across the field, the place went crazy?
They beat Baltimore in the AFC Championship. I want to say yes.
23-14. That's a play that I will
always remember. There's a lot of plays.
Remember. That one I will
When
remember.
You go on a playoff run, there's always a couple plays that you can look to and say, that was the reason why we won the Super Bowl, right? I mean, that's one of those plays you can point to. Another one is the catch by Santonio Holmes. I mean, there's several moments in that playoff run that you can point to and say, that's the reason. For me, that was huge because it completely turned the tide in the game.
You talk about, and we're running out of time here real quickly, brothers for life when you win, isn't it?
Yeah,
is there
it
anything
really is.
Like it to be able to say, you were fortunate enough, you won a couple, right?
Yeah.
Would have won more if they didn't cheat you in New England.
Exactly.
But is there anything like it to be able to go back and look at those guys and you saw Casey Hampton and all those guys and just know, hey, we were the best at what we did.
It's amazing getting together because you're right, Cookie. When you go on a playoff run like that, and I was blessed to play in three Super Bowls. Unfortunately, we only won two, or fortunately, we won two. But you look at it, and the relationships that you develop on that playoff run, I mean, you really come together. And when you win a special game like that, the Super Bowl, you are bonded together for forever. And I think everybody realizes that. And really, when you're in the moment, you don't realize it and you don't understand it. But now when you come back 10 years later and you see each other, that's when you truly say, hey, man, we did something special. And those bonds and those friendships are really strong.
Good stuff. I remember talking to Kent DeColvey. I think I did a piece on the 30-year anniversary of the 79 Pirates. And he said, no matter when it is, whenever we get together, no matter how much time has passed, we immediately revert back to how we acted around each other then. I'm busting the same
guys. No, I'm serious. That happens. Yeah. That happens. I mean, our voice inflections, kind of the nicknames we say, we'd call each other, some of the things we would say to each other, we start saying them to each other, right?
Yes.
You know, it's we did a lot that this weekend with Brett Kiesel and with Travis Kershaw and Casey Hampton, Aaron Smith. You know, you start calling his name's Aaron Smith, we call him Big A, you know, stuff like that, or they stuff with Hamp. You know, when Kershaw would call Hamp Big Snack. And big, you know, stuff like that. You know, just the little things that we do to each other. You could be 50, 60 years old and you're still going to do it.
We got to run. Are they going to get it done this week? Or are we going to be talking about a football disaster next week?
Listen, they're going to Oakland. They haven't won since 95 out there. But I believe that they're going to take care of business because they have to win this game and they understand the urgency of this game.
Thank you, Hokie.
Thank you, Hokie.
Appreciate it, guys.
Cookie, 50 years from now at our 50-year reunion, we'll both be in our hundreds. You and I can revert back to the way we act now.
Oh, please. That'll probably keep me from living 50 more years working with you. Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.